Blog Talk Radio.
Take a headache pill
and see how you all feel about what I'm having for dinner. I'm trying to tell people I'm straightening up, but my dietitian still just don't appreciate all the efforts I put into this. But I'm having pinto beans with ground beef in them, cabbage with jalapeno peppers in them, candied yams. Lord, I'm the best candied yams in the world. And cornbread. And, of course, Pepsi. I would have had Kool-Aid, but I opted out for the cornbread, too, because it's not mine. I'm a hot water cornbread fixer. So, but anyhow, that's what we're doing, and when this show is over, I'm going to sleep. Thank you all. Listen to this one, and just think about now, with you, not all you women, not all you, you could answer what you would do and all of that. I understand that. So you can make, your opinion is greatly appreciated. But men, especially young men, beginning at 18, you know, it's a lot of cougars out here. And just think, would you? Well, hey, somebody said, LaShawn Page said they were leaking this old building.
I'm just moving a little closer to home. Will you see me praising the Lord, y'all? I'm just moving closer to my heavenly home.
Before we get started, because what I wanted to get to is that by adapting and going by what I'm talking with people on you know, in public, on the street, in at the dialysis center and everywhere else, is the kind of stuff that I relate to. Except the business part of it that I get to talk with people about on a regular basis. That education, because, and I guess because everybody, like when I put the show on last night, the emphasis was on education and doing something within the schools. Met a young guy today named David, owns a couple of barbershops. And he was telling me that, the kids that in his areas of in the communities where he served and service a lot of youngsters, he gives them a prorated rate of $5 at the person a month. Whereby, you know how kids is. They don't really want to come in, but once a month, know how. So, he does that for them, and we're going to be working together, hopefully, to provide you all with a lot of different information on where to go and get some inexpensive products and haircuts and stuff like that, and we're even going to be testing some of those same type products, some of our locations. So, hey, we just want to serve. We just trust the system, the Parnell system, that is, and you'll see that it will work for you also. And I'm not trying to get rich off of nobody. I'm trying to get me a burial policy and leave my boy a legacy, something he can work with. Cause he have to make his own money himself, you know. I don't even know if he like money. So with that being said, we're not going to do Sister Rose right now. We're going to come back because she get to sing and she knows she be changed. And bring me back to reality, because I know I've been changed, y'all. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all just think y'all do.
the matter with me, my body and the whole world. But you said, oh, one day I'll laugh. After the storm that has burned, I wonder if I have a witness in. And she said, then I won't have to worry no more about my condition. For the Lord would have taken me to the city.
Ah!
I went off into the real world where, you know, the less folk know about you, the better. You know, my ball partners and stuff, you know, they knew my family and knew where I would be if I couldn't be nowhere else and stuff like that, you know, because that's the way we roll, you know. If I have to come get you, where would I come? If I have to come help you, where would I come? If I, you know, all of that there. But, no, I'm low profile on the family side, y'all, you know. Folks go to ask me about my brother and stuff. Man, I don't know. Man, I lead two different lifestyles. You know, he married and all of that there. Yeah, so wasn't none of my business. So, and when folk that knew me and knew him, I said the same thing, clear it up real quick. We don't even see each other. We don't even talk, you know. We don't. We always say hi and bye, you know. And that's it, you know. So, there's more nobody, you know, closer than what me and my family were, you know. Guy had a few partners that was real, 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 real close. But, you know, I still didn't like them dating, you know, my sister and cousins, nieces, none of that. Of, you know, family is very honorable to me, you know. My friends, even though they're not family most of the time, but some of them are as close as family. So, you know, just trying to create a hard shell that could be penetrated by outside loyalties, you know. So that's the way I rolled, and I'd have been basically upset. I know I'd have been upset if you tried to date my mama. I don't care who you were. So, you know, that was odd. Homie, you could have been my best road dog, and my blood brother, all of that. Like I said, I didn't even want mine. Dating my sister. So I hardly ever would introduce them to them kind of people, you know, to my friends. But, you know, it's just a question that sometimes we have to ask to see where we are mentally, to see where we are, you know, family-wise and everything else, because, you know, stuff happens, you know, and, sometimes it's the will of the good Lord to, you know, keep things going sometimes. But see, you got to rest assured. You can't make it by yourself. And so, I don't know what's acceptable to you, and definitely might not be acceptable to me. Y'all know how it is. Y'all know how it goes. So think about it, but realize that you can't make it by yourself.
It means so much to me. I know about you. We can't get up in the morning. We can't govern ourselves. We wouldn't be able to move 1 foot before the other. We couldn't lift our hands. We couldn't open our eyes. We couldn't fix breakfast for our children. And some time ago, we get ready to take you back away. We put together a song saying, whenever your load get heavy, and you begin to feel like the weight of the world is bearing down. And bottom, 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 bottom. all that sometimes.
Lord, I don't have nobody else.
Get out on your knees and tell him,
oh, please,
I don't have
talking about when people been in your face. When you go to a poor family and they have a pocket full of money.
I know you ain't gonna get me alone. Thank you.
But when you listen to this, and you know how I feel right now.